Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. May I speak with Francisco up?
Yes, dear, this is her. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for asking. Francisco, the reason of my call is because, remember the last time that we spoke that you will let me know, the schedule that is going to be a split between the caregiver and the new person that we are looking for. And for
Yes,
staffing,
it was gonna be Tuesdays and Thursdays, but now that the problem that was fixed got taken care of, he broke a tooth and he had some what is it, dental what is it, severe dental infection, and he took care of it. He's not in discomfort and he's working and doing everything. Down to the point where the other day I had saturated oxygen levels and he stayed with me and went to the emergency appointment even after his hours were done. So I had a wee by the chance. My pulmonology and my heart doctor want to start putting in what is it, oxygen level and what is that called? Your
I
heart rate and
understand.
oxygen? Yeah, like I have the machines. I have them here. Where would he put them in on my home care? In notes?
Yes, he let us know about the situation that you were requiring oxygen and you were put into the ER, but I'm going to ask to my supervisor, okay?
No. I wasn't put into. Oh my goodness, I was not put in the ER. I'm explaining. I had to go to an emergency appointment that he stayed overtime for. They want me to put notes up. They want notes for oxygen and heart rate levels, but we're trying to fit. Where do you put them in the notes? Do you put that in the notes, like on, in our voice notes, or what notes do you put them in?
No, I'm speaking that he, when he clock out in the visit, he put that he clock out later because he was with you. I mean, he explained the situation in the notes in the system for me, so I can adjust the schedule.
No, but what I'm asking you is where do we, can you explain that answer where you put medical notes?
She's asking, do we need the answer?
Yeah, we need to put medical notes in.
Okay.
Okay. And where do we put them at?
So,
I'm letting her know that on the day that you clock out late, you left us a note here in the system in a TJ that clock ins and clock outs. For medical notes, I think that should be notified to the insurance because we are the home care. We are the services at home, so I think that's more related to the service coordinator.
No, they said it's got to be put in the home too.
No,
Well,
we don't do that.
All the notes.
Okay.
Put in all the home care notes, and that's what my case manager said. It all has to go in my home care notes.
Okay, well, we could just put them in the
I
notes.
just put in regular notes.
Understood.
That's fine.
Is there anything else you need to talk to her about?
Well, the main reason of my call was that she was letting me know that you wanted to split the schedule, and I'm from the staffing department. They're asking me which day specifically and hours, so they are able to looking for like someone that you can split the hours.
That would be about the two schools and the infection is gone. You don't need the hours changed.
I'll need the hours changed. I got my teeth pulled.
Sorry, I'm unable to hear you properly.
Pardon?
I cannot hear you. Can you speak a little bit
I
louder?
don't I had my tooth pulled, so I don't need to modify any hours.
Okay, so this just to know the schedule is going to remain the same only with one caregiver.
Understood.
Okay. In that case I'm going to leave the note so they stop looking for another caregiver, okay?
Understood. Thank you.
Okay.